Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We begin our division by division NFL preview with the division of the champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to order up the NFC East. Now, last year, you were 2-2. I was 1-3. But the analysis of the Giants was spot on. If they had to go to Tommy DeVito, they were screwed. So, there's that. They had to go to Tommy DeVito, and they were screwed. But that was last year. This is this year. Let's see if we can improve on these records. From 4-1, what do you got for the NFC East D?
All right, so first up, in fourth, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't see Brian Schottenheimer just doing a better job than his predecessor. I get that they brought in George Pickens. I just don't see how this is going to work offensively. Dak says he's healthy, but how long is he really going to be healthy for? They brought in Javonte Williams, supposed to be the running back. I don't believe in this team, Z. I think they're going to wind up drafting a quarterback next year. Number three might surprise you, but I've got the Commies.
Whoa!
I have the Commies for this reason, Z. Like, I think last year they played really great, and Jaden Daniels definitely deserved the Rookie of the Year. They were fifth in offense last year. Fifth. Their offense was fifth in the league. You're going to tell me that they're going to do better than that this year? You're going to tell me that they're going to live up to that this year? Live up to that? I have a hard time believing it. I understand they got Deebo Samuel, but he looks like a linebacker right now. So unless he loses some weight, I don't know where the fuck he's going to play. Bobby Wagner is a year older. I do love Dan Quinn. I love his philosophy. I just think they're a middle of the road. They're going to be a 500 team. Sophomore struggles, I think, will hit Jaden Daniels. He's not invincible. He's not invulnerable to that. We saw it happen with Stroud last year. So I got them as like a 500 team. My number two team is the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reason why is I think it's going to be hard to run back what they just did. I think we know who Saquon Barkley is. He's prone to injury. I think Jalen Hurts comes a little bit more down to earth this year. Three years ago. Yeah, he was like all world and great. Got them the Super Bowl. They lost Super Bowl. Then he started to slide a little bit. And I don't even think last year was as good as the year before. I don't see them continuing the reign. I think their offensive line's a little bit older. The only thing I can hang their hat on is defense. I think defensively they're still going to be really good. And that's why they're going to be good enough to be in number two. Which leads me to say that I do think the New York Giants will be a first place team this year.
Wow.
And I think it's because they have to be. I think Daboll and Shane have to be. They have a good quarterback room. You can make fun of it all you want. It's a good quarterback room. I think the kid winds up becoming the starter. And I think he does well as a starter. I think Malik Nabers has a really good year. I think Tracy emerges as a really good running back. I think defensively, they're a top five defense. Dexter Lawrence, the guys they drafted, I'm pretty sure they got Nunez, Rochus, who's awesome.
Macho. Yep.
Macho. I mean, their front five and their front seven, they're coming at you, man. They're coming at you. So I believe in what they're doing. I think they're going to be good. They're going to be good enough to be like, have 11 wins, 10 wins, and that's going to be good enough, I think, to have a tiebreaker over the Eagles or be into first place. And I've got the New York Football Giants finishing in first place in NFC East. What do you got, Zeke?
Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Well, as a Giant fan, I don't have the Giants finishing in first place. So there you go. There's that. So bold swings already. We are in agreement, though, on the bottom of the division. The Dallas Cowboys are TFL. Dak, it would not surprise me if they somehow find a way to trade Dak in the middle of the year. They'll give Milton the shot. They traded for Joe Milton, so maybe they'll give him a go. The running game isn't bad. You have Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. That's not terrible. You have CeeDee Lamb. You have Pickens. You have Mingo. You have Tolbert. That's not bad. The offensive line doesn't really do anything for me. That defense is overrated. Overstated, overrated. And yeah, I just think they're going to struggle under new head coach Brian Schottenheimer. And it wouldn't surprise me if halfway through the year they're just like, we're just going to cut bait with Dak. Onward and upward. Thanks for the memories. So last place for them Cowboys. We agree with third place. Still good enough to have a winning record. Commies are still going to have a winning record. Don't get it twisted. Added Michael Gallup. You have Luke McCaffrey, you have Scary Terry, you have Debo, you have KJ Osborne on top of Ertz, on top of the running game with Eckler and Brian Robinson. I think there's tape on them. I think there's tape on how to beat them. They're going to be human this year. They're still going to be really good. The Commies are still going to be really good. And I could argue, if you twist my arm, that this division could possibly have three playoff teams. Possible. It's possible. And they could make the division, they could make the playoffs from third place. So, still really good. A slight slide back, but the Commies in third. Second place, I got the Giants. I really like what they did with Russ and Jameis Winston, drafting Jackson Dart. Even if they don't start him this year, I'm okay with that. Because you have veteran, competent quarterbacks on this team. There is no Daniel Jones here. There is no guy that doesn't belong. And if something happens to Russ and if something happens to Winston, just go to Dart. Just go to the kid. Let it be that.
No more experimentation with Tommy DeVito. We know what Tommy DeVito is. He should be slinging cold cuts at the devil. That's what Tommy DeVito is. Tracy's good. They added Scadaboo. They still have Devin Singletary. Like, you got players here. You got pieces. Still a really good wide receiver core. You still got that defense plays. I like it a lot. Right? Sexy Dexy's one of the best in the league. Brian Burns, you built it, right? You added to the corners. You brought in Paulson Adebo. You brought in Javon Holland at safety. Like, you fortified the back end. If the offensive line does not get their shit together, it will be a long season for the Giants. At the end of the day, it boils down to line play. I believe in the defensive line. I am not sure about that offensive line. I need, as a Giants fan, I need Schmitz to step up. I need Illuminor. I need Runyon. And I need Andrew Thomas. He's got to be the guy that they drafted. He's got to be that first round pick. If he's not, or if he's injured, screwed. Completely screwed. Evan Neal, turn in your jersey. You shouldn't even be on this team. But they're good enough to take home second place. And if all breaks right, second place means a playoff spot. Number one, the reigning defending champions. I think they hang on for one more year. The Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you're very right. Saquon may have a slide back. I didn't think we would get the year that we got from Saquon last year. He played so far out of his mind. Bringing in A.J. Dillon, I like that move a lot because now you have a compliment. You have another guy that you can use. You have another year of Brown. You have another year of Devontae Smith. You have another year of Dallas Goedert. And they figure stuff out in Philly. Will they come back to the pack this year a little bit? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that back of the pack, still pretty darn good. I'm going to say 13 to 14 win. Right? Maybe 12. Maybe 12. But still, really damn good. And Hurts is going to have to prove it a little bit, right? Each year, it started to go down a little bit. He's got to show that he can be the guy. He's got his ring. He needs to bring that level of performance back up to where it was. Because it did dip a little bit. But still, first place for the Eagles this year. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who you got in the NFC East. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the AFC East.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.